Looking ahead to the 2017 marketing year, the National Cotton Council has released the results from its annual planting intentions survey. In the survey, cotton producers are asked to give their intended plantings of cotton, corn, soybeans, wheat, and other crops for 2017. Dr. Jody Campici, Vice President of Economics and Policy Analysis for the National Cotton Council, joins us to break down the numbers.
In the Southeast, survey results indicate a slight increase of 0.1% in cotton area to 2.2 million acres. Across the six states, the results are mixed with increased acreage in Alabama and Florida and a decrease for the other four states. In the Mid-South, growers intend to plant 1.7 million acres, an increase of almost 13% from the previous year. Across the region, all states are expected to increase cotton acreage while decreasing corn and other crops. Growers in the Southwest intend to plant 6.6 million acres of cotton, an increase of almost 11%. Increases in cotton area are expected in all three states. With intentions of 268,000 acres, producers in the West are expecting to plant 15% more acres of upland cotton. Arizona is responsible for the large increase, while California is down slightly, and New Mexico is up slightly.
When it comes to the much-anticipated total for U.S. cotton plantings,
adding across the four regions gives intended area of 10.8 million acres for upland, 8.8% above 2016. The survey indicates that growers plan to increase ELS acres by 37%. If we add together upland and ELS, it gives U.S. all cotton plantings in 2017 of 11 million acres, 9.4% higher than last year.
Dr. Campici closes with an important reminder when it comes to these surveys.
As always, the survey results should be viewed as a measure of grower intentions at the time the survey was conducted. During the survey period, the cotton December futures contract averaged 70 cents per pound, which is higher than year-ago levels. Looking at competing crops, corn prices were lower than last year, while soybean prices were about 12% higher. The price ratio of cotton to corn is more favorable than in 2016.